Good afternoon, you are listening to Chatterbox. On this very short episode, I'm talking about YouTube and advertisers pulling out of advertising on certain videos. I know this may have been covered many, many times by various different YouTubers, and pretty much everybody has talked about it on YouTube, but I've taken my time and I've looked into it, looked at different things, different aspects, and developed my own opinion on it. So, advertisers pulling ads from YouTube videos. I don't use ad block on videos that I watch, because I want to support the creators. Otherwise, they'll have to, you know, start asking for money for making that content if the advertisers do go away. But the argument that these advertisers and YouTube have, and they certainly don't have very good communication whatsoever, is that it's not child family friendly, and it's offensive, and it's controversial. But that's what it's for. It's a place for you to express yourself, your own opinions, what you think of things. It's a person's right to free speech, within reason, obviously, not uploading like vulgar content designed to offend people. If it does offend people, but that wasn't the original intention, then that's just someone disagreeing with someone else's opinion, and that's fine. Obviously, uploading stuff that's supposed to offend someone isn't right, and that's fair enough that they take it down, or it gets demonetized. But this is what YouTube have solved their own problem by creating YouTube Kids. If you want family-friendly content that's not got swearing in it, it's not got, you know, sexual references or controversial subjects, whatever that is, because anything could be considered controversial. But if you don't want any of that, then why are we not using YouTube Kids for that? Why are parents not pointing the kids and only letting the kids use the YouTube Kids app, which is freely available on Android and iOS for them to use, and then just have content creators upload to there? Why are people not just doing that? And then everything else can be uploaded onto the main YouTube site. Because I don't know how advertisers sit with what content they choose for adverts, but it shouldn't really matter then. Surely. I may be looking at it from the wrong perspective, but surely this is a simple fix to this problem, because then some people, like a lot of YouTubers, small or large, do make a living off YouTube. So to take that advertising revenue away, and to demonetize nearly all the videos due to bots as well, that just pick up on keywords, then these people won't have any money to live and produce more content, and have to move to different websites, or make Patreons, or just generally ask for money to watch and subscribe to their YouTube channel. Well, that's what I think. Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this very short episode of Chatterbox. And ta-ra.